it all sounds promising anyway.
Okay, so the Merlot for a bottle is $22.75. The Malbec, the one I was talking about, that's $22.25. The house is $16.95. That's a Portuguese wine. And then the next one up is the Tempranillo, which is $19.25. I can go through that again, sorry. Lots of numbers.
I'll go halve on it. That's what do you want?
Oh, you decide.
What do you say? You're the wine head.
I can give you a taste if you want to try some.
Yes, please, if that's all right.
Which one would you like to taste?
Tempranillo.
Yes, yeah, sure. All right, I'll go and get you a taste. How's that?
Thank you.
No, design. What I know about wines, you can literally write on a postage stamp, and I mean it.
We're in the Queen Adelaide, and it's Wednesday, the 3rd of December, and we've walked here from the last restaurant that we've just been to, past two bus stops.
Would you both like to try it?
I don't mind too, I'll try it.
Yeah, I bought you both a glass, so why not, eh?
But what I know about wine could be written in a very small space indeed.
You and me both. All right, there you are, my love. Yeah. And there's your something.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Have you worked here long?
About 7 months. So I feel like I'm part of the furniture now, for sure. How's that? I can definitely bring you another one if that's not to your liking.
We'll try the Merlot, please.
Sure, no problem. Can you take those glasses?
Sour. Yeah.
That wine always tastes like bananas to me. I'm losing it or not.
Are you losing the plot?
It did, didn't it? What?
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, banana. I don't mind it, but I'm not sure.
Wouldn't want a bottle of it. Pat?
Merlot, it'll be Merlot. Okay. It's probably going to end up being Merlot, I suspect.
Yeah, no problem with that. No. There's yours in front of you there, and there's yours there.
Thank you.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, the Merlot would do.
Much nicer.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm also going to go for an ale, as I know you shouldn't probably drink them both together, but I know more about ale, so what have you got in the way of...
We've got Harvey's Best Bitter, we've got Green King IPA, and I think have Bellowhead Revival, which is our guest ale. Again, I can bring you a taste.
I'll just go for the Bellowhead Revival, yeah.
Okay, and a bottle of this we'd like,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, please, yeah.
All right, give me a minute and I'll be with you, okay? Oh, another question. This is a bit like Turkish Delight, but it's made of milk as well. So I've got a recipe here, which again was taken from the housewife Jewel. So he says, take a quart of new milk and 3 ounces of weight of icing glass or isinglass. Does anyone know what icing glass is?
They used to pickle eggs with it during the war.
Yeah, so it's basically like gelatine, but it's made of the swim bladder of a fish.
And it's also used in the process of making wine, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So to the icing glass you add 1/2 pound of beaten sugar and stir together. Let it boil 1/4 of an hour till it's thick. Stirring then all the while, then strain it with 3 spoonfuls of rose water and then put it out onto a platter and let it cool and cut it into squares. Hmm. Lay it fair in dishes and lay gold upon it. So again,
right.
Yes, I think Mary Berry, I saw a programme about Mary Berry, and she actually used it.
Would it taste a bit like Turkish Delight then, I suppose?
Yes, it does. Yeah. In fact, as you were saying Turkish Delight, we have some Turkish Delight, which I can pass around and have a bit of if you like. We've got a lemon one and a rose water one.
Oh, a lemon one's nice.
Mm. Yes. You get one for each one. You do.
I'm going out for Christmas dinner, but it doesn't stop me.
Christine, what would you like?
A lemony one.
I'm on the road to bursting. So.
Louise, do you like chocolate tonight?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, what would you like, a rose or a lemon one?
But the lemon one, I don't think I've ever had the lemon one, I don't think.
It's quite nice and refreshing. I'll put it on your napkin.
Thank you.
What would you like?
Again, I've never had the lemon one, so if there's any left.
Yeah, yeah. There is.
Thank you very much indeed.
I talked about the Bloody Mary.
Yes, you did.
Like a sort of lemon jelly, isn't it?
Make it go lemony.
Oh, I couldn't eat any more of it, though.
No.
Obviously, it tasted a bit more, probably like sort of blancmange.
I mean, all this sweet... Yeah, oh, I love blancmange, I still do. Lovely.
Doesn't that? Sainsbury's own.
But all this, all that kind of sweet stuff, I mean, it would be, you know, I mean, it's all right, but it's a bit kind of full-on sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, so what I can do is I can pass around, we've got...
If you had that sweet court, I mean, the one that you describe as you've been describing it, you know, there's a lot of, you know, just sugar.
So the place they would actually eat to have to kind of serve themselves on, they'd only be about the same size as a coaster, and they would actually be either made of wood or they'd be made of sugar paste. So you could actually eat your plate. But it was very small, so that you didn't eat too much. Because it was so expensive to kind of provide this meal, you'd only have little bits. But the actual serving plates that you put all of the food on would be much bigger. So I've got a replica of a Tudor or Stuart pewter plate, which is made of silver and lead. And this is what it would have felt like originally, because it's very shiny silver. But I've also got one that's a bit older, and it kind of you can feel what it's like after it's had a few kind of years of life. It's a bit dull, I
think. I'll be passing you.
There you are, Mary.
Where's the baby?
2 minutes. No baby.
Hold up. Who are?
Oh, thank you.
That looks at Chrissy's eyes.
Yes. Isn't it nice? Hello, Donnie.
Thank you. This is definitely not your size plate.
No, it's not a bad size plate. It's like a side, but size of a side plate, say.
Yeah.
And what did you say the metal was? Pewter.
Pewter, yes. Yeah. So at that time, it would have been silver and lead
Pass it along.
Somebody
said it's what brought down the Romans.
The pipes, wasn't it? Yeah. Lead pipes.
Okay. There
you go. Could we feed it to the cabinet?
Well, I get some money back. And the next one I'm going to pass around is the kind of more beaten up version, so the older one.
Yeah. Well, I think this one's been through the war.
Yeah, I think it's had a lot of school groups,
actually,
that one.
That's the older.
That's older.
When would that one have actually been from? Is it actually an old plate from that time?
I think that one is, actually. So it's probably about...
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably more like 200, 300 years old.
Wow. Been about a bit. There you are.
Yeah,
it's
been about a bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So which one is the real old one? Is this the old one?
This is the old one, yeah.
One of the servants must have dropped it after too much wine.
I suppose it didn't matter with those ones if you dropped it on the floor because, it didn't break. So.
The servant had to go down the job centre.
And then the other plate I'm going to pass around is a slipware plate, so this is an earthenware one. And if you feel on top, we've got the pattern. So it's a swirly pattern in the middle, and then